This is St. Louis Public Radio. Two new members will be elected to the St. Louis Board of Education Tuesday. They'll join just before the school board is expected to regain power of St. Louis Public Schools after a decade of state oversight. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on the long road to getting back to local control.
For more than 10 years, the seven-member school board has gathered in school libraries, gyms, and cafeterias, often largely empty and void of district officials.
Okay, I would like to call this meeting to order.
The board has had no direct control of the district after a 2007 state takeover. Back then, the district was running a large deficit and academic performance was falling as superintendents came and went. But that's beginning to change. As the board prepares to govern SLPS again, district officials now attend meetings and members are going through intense training to retake the reins of educating 21,000 students. Donna Jones was first elected to the school board in 2006, a few months before the state installed a three-person special administrative board known as the SAB.
Those last few meetings were very scary because I was new and I really didn't understand what I was involved in. I was fresh meat, as they so call it.
It was a time when the board was known for dysfunction and infighting.
It was really painful. Back in 2006 and 2007, I really shed a lot of tears. I went to sleep very upset just thinking about what was happening to the community, and not just to the black community, but to the St. Louis community as a whole.
Jones stayed on the board through its disenfranchisement because she says the board still had an important role as a watchdog and advocate. She was reelected to what she says will be her final term in November. SLPS was elevated from provisional to full accreditation in January 2017, jumpstarting calls from the board and community for democratic control. There's been increased focus on school board elections over the past 2 years as expectations of a return to power grew. There are seven candidates running for the two open spots in the April 2nd election. But few current SLPS parents remember a day when an elected board ruled the district. The 12 years of state control are the same number a student spends in public school. Most still supported the idea of bringing democracy back to SLPS during public meetings in 2017. Stacy White attended a recent forum for school board candidates. She's the guardian of four children in SLPS with learning disabilities.
A St. Louis public school is wonderful. They just need to make sure that they have the necessary services in place and they stay on top of these students passing and not just passing without being able to read.
Rick Sullivan, who directs the SAB, says improving academic achievement has been the most elusive part of running the district.
I think the biggest task we faced on day one is still the biggest task the elected board faces today, and that is to improve the academic performance of the students.
Despite full accreditation, SLPS students overall still lag behind state averages and test scores. Sullivan says the SAB repaired financial deficits and stabilized leadership.
But the one real disappointment for us is that we have not been able to get, our number one goal was every child reading at grade level. And we've never achieved that goal, and it's still a lot of work to be done in order to accomplish that.
The SAB hired Kelvin Adams to lead the district in 2007 after a revolving door of leadership teams. He's already outlasted the average urban superintendent, and he's agreed to a 3-year contract extension. Adams says several of the early years were spent trying to make the district run more efficiently.
Creating a climate where that happens was much more detailed than I thought it would be.
SAB meetings have become a well-oiled machine. Adam says he hopes to get there with the seven-member elected board.
We have to build a level of trust and collaboration, and that takes time. It takes a while to get there. It took a while to get here as well, and 10 years later, people are pleased.
The state school board is expected to gather in St. Louis in late April to vote to end its control of St. Louis public schools. The SAB will then cede back to the elected school board on July 1st. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.